you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
All righty. It's Friday, and it's Coworker Appreciation Day. I was going to bring in food, but I knew Lieutenant Haynes would help me out here. Lieutenant, good to see you, my friend.
Good morning.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's a pleasure, and you come bringing food, so you put a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eat. You know him, you love him, and happy Friday, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming right off your shift, I imagine.
I did, yeah. I just got off a nice quiet night up in the 16th District, so that's nice.
Quiet is always good. Yeah. We appreciate that. And you come bearing gifts, and one of them, of course, and let's just start out, Misericordia does some incredible work, and this is great.
Right, Misericordia Home up at 6300 North Ridge, they do, they provide care and not just care, but a real lifestyle for people with developmentally disabilities. And I've had stuff to, I've been volunteering there or at least going to their events since I was probably 18 years old. And it's my wife worked there for a while. It's a fantastic place. If you ever think that you have a hard life,
yeah,
and you're trying to get your motivation back, your happiness back, go to one of the events in Misericordia Home, and you'll see people who really just enjoy life, who have a hell of a lot more problems than you.
Sorry. Yeah. And they, oh, you're good. No, they battled through it, and it's extensive, comprehensive care right. They do there.
Yeah, and they are just, I mean, I'm talking about the residents are just wonderful people,
yeah,
who just love life.
And mm-hmm.
I went up there because they also have a bakery, Hearts and Flowers. They do a lot of things. Where they have a restaurant there, which is, because of COVID, is, I'm not sure what the hours are. It's a little shaky. They have a bakery there. They have a gift shop that's up on Waukegan Road, and you can see all this on the internet if you go to Misericordia Home webpage. And they're also building a new bake shop just south of on Ridge, just south of the main campus. And all these little endeavors provide the residents with jobs, and they get up, they go to work, they bake, they do a lot of stuff that, you know, in generations gone by, they had no outlet. They just sat in an institution somewhere.
Right.
Sister Rosemary up there has built this huge community that's just fantastic.
Yeah, giving someone purpose, and it's about dignity too, right? Like,
right,
you go up, you earn some money, you work hard, and that gives you purpose to wake up every
right.
day, just like everyone else.
Yeah, and so they've been around for 100 years. This is their 100th anniversary, 1921 to 2021, so they're having a lot of little, hopefully COVID will abate, and they'll have some more events.
Yeah.
Which are, they every fall they usually have the Family Fest, which is just a phenomenal thing. It was canceled last year, and they have Candy Days in
yeah.
April, I think. And so I brought, they gave me a gift box of all different kinds of stuff they make at the bakery. This is their 100th anniversary gift box, and then some chocolate chip cookies, which I may leave some for you.
No, you may leave some. Hold on. I thought this was part of the deal here. No, I'm pretty particular about my bakeries. Obviously, this is for a good cause, no
yeah.
matter what. But that stuff looks good. Have you done a taste test?
I've been going there for years. It's a great bakery. You know what? The one thing I forgot to get was what I call inside out cookies, where they have the chocolate dough and the white chocolate cookies. They make the best I've ever had. And so, and not only that, it's you know, there's a lot of sugar, there's a lot of flour, so some people might think it's fattening. But because it's such for a good cause, I think that the you know, God will make you thin if you eat this.
I agree. If you if you are eating for a higher purpose, I feel all
right.
is forgiven. Given, right?
Yeah, it's all a higher purpose. That's a way of looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. And it really burns the calories off when you're doing things just for a good cause, I
right.
found.
Right.
Even so if you're just sitting down.
So I got chocolate chip cookies, and they also have these brownies, heart-shaped brownies, because of Heart of Mercy. So the chocolate with a dusting of nice powdered sugar on it, and some truffles in here, too, I brought.
What's your go-to bakery sweet item? If you're going to a spot, maybe you got a quick 5 minutes, you're on the job, what are you grabbing?
Well, I'm a cookie guy. If you get good cookies, but you know, I brought in, and I'm sure Steve is chomping at the bit, where I brought in some Allegretti's donuts, some chocolate frosted donuts.
Oh, I hear that chomping. Oh, Allegretti's is good.
Yeah.
Up in Norwich, right?
Yeah. But I'm a big cook. I like cookies, so I always look for good chocolate chip cookies.
Doesn't matter the time of day?
No, and when I was 16, I worked at Dinkle's Bakery. Learn how to make really good chocolate chip cookies. So
I feel like I can't do cookies till the afternoon. Grzanich, I don't know. Are you a cookie guy?
I
right away
eat cookies 24/7 just any time of the day or night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, it's got to be donuts in them. I don't know why. It's just societal norms. You know, I got to break through that and really expand my sugar palate to 24/7.
Well, I work night, so this is nighttime for me. Yeah. So cookies are great.
There you go. And that's at 6300 6300 North Ridge, right?
6300 North Ridge. They do most now with the pandemic. It's much better to order online. You can come pick it right up. But they do have a couple outlets you can go to and pick them up. But yeah, best to do it online. Just look up Misericordia Hearts and Flowers, and you Google it. Believe me, that you can find it.
I love that. Just Google it, people. You'll find it, and you will, and you'll be able to go there. And obviously, check out those hours too, because you know, with COVID, you never know.
I'm sorry, the hours too it's a little wonky. The Tuesday through Saturday, it's 11 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon, and Saturday it's 9:30 till 2:30 in the afternoon.
That sounds good to me. All right, 720 WGN. John Hanson in for Bob Surratt. Lieutenant. Lieutenant David Haynes. Yeah, I knocked you down a rank.
I might be. I might be a sergeant if I make fun of the superintendent's cowboy hat again.
All right. You're continuing sharing us some great food locations and spots to eat you would know best. Obviously, the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And I've been here. Fireside Lounge. Great place.
Oh. Fireside Lounge. I'm sorry. I had to do this for a personal. There's a personal reason why I'm bringing it. But the Fireside Lounge at 5739 North Ravenswood is a great place. And it's it was the site of my first date with my wife. And
really?
Yesterday was our 10,000th day being married.
Yeah. Were you counting? Is it like in a jail cell? Do you have the marks on the wall or something?
I had an app on my phone. And so I counted it down and I mentioned it to her. And I put it on Facebook. And then people were all wondering how the hell she could live with me for 10,000 days. But I'm a joy to live with.
Yeah. She did it. Congrats to her.
Yeah. My lovely wife, Ann. And it was recommended by a mailman, Joe Geron, a letter carrier, I guess just a politically correct way of saying it.
Sure.
It's got a really cozy atmosphere. In the main dining room, it's got a really cozy atmosphere. They got the fire going. It's like you're in somebody's dining room, except there's, it was socially distanced. There's only about 9 or 10 tables. But it's a really nice place on a winter night, and we went during when it was really cold. We went out to dinner there, so it was a great place to go, nice and warm. But they also have the best deck that I've ever seen. They have it's multi-leveled, it's huge, and it's got a tent over it, and they have the propane heater, so it keeps it warm enough to be comfortable, but you still feel a breeze, so you know you're kind of outside. So it's a great, and they also have a fantastic brunch.
Yeah,
on Sundays coming up with the spring now, every weekend they have a great brunch. It's a great place to go if you're hung over there in Lincoln Park for you young kids out there. You know, Joe's out there. You know,
yeah, Super Joe. Yeah. Every Saturday weekend. I see him out there. Yeah, for sure.
And they got a great Bloody Mary bar, Joe. If you need. To wake up Sunday morning and a little hair to talk.
Oh, man, I cannot wait for this.
You know what I love about there, too? At least when I went, I'm sure they'll do it again as spring turns to summer. They put so many flowers out on that deck and patio. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's the first time I've been out there where I saw the flowers was usually right around either Easter or Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is safe to do that.
But then it's all summer. It's open late. I mean, their kitchen's open till 3 in the morning. So
really?
Yeah. And it's,
Joe can go there at 2:30 in the morning, then pop in again for brunch.
Yeah, I have to check to see with COVID if they shorten it. But, when I used to go there, we used to go there after the bars closed, and you go there to get something to eat, and that way walk home. I used to live in walking distance with a fireside, so. Yeah.
For that exact reason.
For that exact reason, yeah.
I think I had salmon there.
They have salmon. They have regular salmon and blackened salmon.
That's what I had, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, it's really good. It's the Cajun style of food, and they really do it upright, and I love the Cajun meatloaf, which is it's like your mom's meatloaf, only with a meatloaf with a little jalapeno in it, so it adds a little kick to it. And they also have the coconut shrimp, which is I probably shouldn't eat meatloaf and coconut shrimp in the same meal, but I did.
Well, you got to mix your meats there a little bit,
right.
A little from the sea, a little surf. Right. That's a Lieutenant Haynes surfing turf,
right?
Is what it is.
Poor man's surfing turf.
Exactly. All right, some food news. Speaking of from the sea, I can't wait. It's one of my favorite things about going up to Wisconsin, a good old fish fry.
Yeah, you know, and there are fish fries in Chicago, but yeah. You're right. You go to Elkhart in
I go
Wisconsin.
To Wapaka up there, yeah.
I went to the one, I can't remember the name of the place in Elkhart. Mm-hmm. But the Tribune did a story this week on February 26th, if you want to look it up, and they list 10 fish fries around the city of Chicago. And, I want to mention a couple of them.
Yeah.
The Duke of Perth. Have you ever been to Duke of Perth?
No, I haven't. I've heard of it, though.
Joe's never been to the Duke of Perth. They have,
never.
In addition to having great fish fry, they have probably the largest selection of scotch. And so if you like scotch, go to the Duke of Perth.
You got me.
Count me in.
Yep.
I spent a lot of time there when I was younger. Not anymore, though. And also Gideon Wells up on, I'm sorry, the Duke of Perth is at 2913 North Clark.
Okay.
All right, it's hard parking. Take a Uber.
Yeah.
But the Gideon Wells up at 4500 North Lincoln, right across the street from Wells Park. They also have a great fish fry, and it's $14, and it comes with all the trimmings, and it's it's Lincoln Square. Wells Park is a great place to walk around after you finish your meal. Gideon Wells, by the way, was Abraham Lincoln's Secretary of the Navy, which I always want to mention. I was in the Marine Corps, so yeah.
Little history nugget there. And I want to get to this Vini, which is a great bakery. They do a lot of great things. They're you can for a good cost.
Right. Yeah. So they're selling cupcakes to support the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics, and so you can get I think it was $19.99 for a set of three cupcakes. You can get a choice of flavors, and all the proceeds go to the Polar Plunge, which this year is now, they can't have it like they have in years past. It's all online. It's all virtual.
Yeah.
And so anything they can do to raise money. I mean, Special Olympics is a fantastic cause.
Yeah.
The last time I went to a Polar Plunge, I didn't actually go in.
No, what'd you do?
I was just there to watch. And the last time I went was Lady Gaga showed up.
Oh, right. Just for you.
No, I wish. I think she was dating one of the Chicago PD television guys.
Yeah,
at the time, but no, whatever.
You were hoping she'd transfer over to real Chicago.
Yeah,
and never mind. 10,000 days. There you go. Well, that's great. And then this is good for me. I live right in this area. I need a good deli to go to. You got one for me,
right? Modern Jewish Deli Steingold's is opening up at. Actually, I think it opened up today. Oh, it opened up on Wednesday. Okay. 3737 North Southport. We don't have enough. Good
no,
Jewish
we don't.
Delis in Chicago. There's one opening up across the street from the station. I can't wait. But 37.
Did you recruit them to open up across from the station?
No. I was actually surprised when I found out it was a deli. I was really happy.
Yeah,
but yeah. So I'm looking forward to trying that out. I mean, there's not enough delis in the city that we have, but.
Yeah, and we're getting to 50% capacity at a lot of these restaurants. We've done the hard work, and let's be safe, but let's help out these restaurants.
Yeah, I got my second vaccine shot this week on Tuesday, and it was not as bad as everybody says, or at least not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, get vaccinated, stay safe as long as you can, but at least now that I'm vaccinated, the mayor said I could travel now.
Well, there you go. There you go. All right, Lieutenant Haynes, thanks for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
It was very nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too, and I promise I will share these with other people. Dave Enna got mad at me once because I took all the lobster home for myself.
Well, he got mad at me because I said it should be more funereal about the Blackhawks loss yesterday. But
I don't even know what that word means, but there you go.
Somber.
Oh, okay.
People are crying in their Cheerios this morning, and
Well, it's a tough game, yeah. It's Dave's job.
It's
Dave's job to tell the report.
I don't come
this.
To the station and tell you how to do your job.
A lot of people stop me on the street to tell me how rotten I'm doing my job. So.
I'd love Dave Enna to go around and start telling police officers what they should.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
All right. Thanks so much.